Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, so we're waiting on Tom Ackerman to get here in the studio with us this morning. And Dan, I have some friends who will go unnamed here on the radio.
You have friends? Let's start there.
Okay, let's start there. I have friends. And I see Tommy walking in now, and we'll continue this conversation. But I have friends who have zero faith still in Coach Drink. They don't think he can win the big game, and they call into question his wins against other top programs over the years. So we got a big one this weekend.
Yep,
let's get to Mr. Ackerman's intro here, please.
My only concern
a great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
McDonald's sounds
good. How about
good.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How you doing, Tom?
Doing great. I just had popcorn for breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I see you brought
champions.
None with you.
You ever eat that? Well, I ate it all. Do you ever eat that white cheddar popcorn in there?
Oh yeah. It's really good.
You know how some bags, like in that vending area, have a lot of air in them?
A lot of air,
a lot of stuff. Those smart food popcorn bags, boy, that takes me like 15 minutes to get through.
Wow, that's good.
Really good. Good, man. It's good a lot of popcorn. I feel good.
Not a lot of air. But
yeah, Mark brings up drinks.
Yeah, okay, Coach Drink.
Yeah.
Just friends that worry that historically he's not gotten it done against these top teams in the country, and Vandy's certainly one of them right now.
Well, he's won a lot of games. I mean, you can tell that's why Drink's been a little salty lately. You can tell he's heard all of that.
Yep.
You know, all this guy does is win games. He lost one game to Alabama by a field goal, a game they could have had. And, you know, Alabama possessed the ball for 38 minutes. You're not really going to win if they have a nearly 2-1 margin in time of possession. So they have to figure out how to reverse that. They go down to Auburn. They don't play great, but Auburn doesn't either. It's kind of a mess of a game, but they win. And that's the point, is they continue to win games. They won on the road for the first time. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Auburn, but that could be top five best home field advantage in all of college football.
That's
that place
tough.
Is unbelievable. I don't care how they are in terms of record. So Missouri went down there and won the game. Now, that said, Drinkwitz pretty much picked his team apart this week. He saw deficiencies in every single area. He was asked about it. He went on for like 2 minutes. We don't do this right. We don't do this right. He went every single thing. There wasn't one thing I don't think that he was satisfied with in the Auburn game, yet they won. So what you have to say about Missouri's team is they're tough. When they don't play well, they seem to find ways to win games. We have not seen the best of Missouri. I'm not sure that we will. I think this is kind of who they are. I think they're not a perfect team. I think they make mistakes. I'd love to see a better performance out of them, but I will say Drinkwitz wins, and he wins a lot. And he does need a signature win. If I go back and I think what are his signature wins, they probably came in, you know, last year's bowl game, the year that they 2 years ago when they absolutely destroyed Tennessee at Faurot Field. That was fun. That was really, really fun. That was a statement game for him. He's had some really good games, so I don't want to hear that he hasn't won big games, but he needs a signature win to kind of calm down the critics. And when you're in the SEC and you have a big budget, and Missouri does, and they're starting to spend some money, you want to see your team in the college football playoff with an expanded to 12. but everybody else in the SEC wants the same thing. So they're in the mix. A win over Vanderbilt would be tremendous towards that. A loss to Vanderbilt kind of knocks them out. And the same thing on the other side. This is almost like a play-in game to be in the conversation. If Vanderbilt loses this, they're out. If Vanderbilt wins, they're very much in. So this is a great game between these two. This is not your grandfather's or your father's Vanderbilt. This
no,
Vanderbilt team
kidding.
Is really good. Their quarterback is an absolute killer, Diego Pavia.
Yeah, he's a stud.
It's right? going to be a fun game, really, really fun game on Saturday.
I'm not comparing the Vanderbilt and Indiana football programs, but you talk about parity giving back to college football. I mean, they're both having the best seasons they've had in memory, right?
Yeah, I would say comparable in that, you know, both were doormats of their conference for a long time. Indiana, known for basketball. Vanderbilt, also a good basketball program.
Yeah.
But football was basically a laughingstock. You know, you went to Vanderbilt games if you were – because you live in Nashville and you're an Alabama fan. You know, you go see Alabama play there. Or you go see LSU play there or whatever. And now they're the real deal. I mean, they hit hard. Their coach, Clark Lee, is awesome. I mentioned Pavia. They have players, though, all over the place. And he thinks he can build a power there. He's in Nashville. They have tons of money at Vanderbilt. And same thing at Indiana. You know, Indiana is a very wealthy school. I mean, they have a lot of money. They have the largest alumni base in the country. And Indiana does. And just passing, I believe, Texas for that. So they have a lot of people with a lot of dollars.
They have a lot of rich, famous and alums, like Tom Ackerman.
I think you meant to say Mark Cuban. And so it's fun right now to be an Indiana fan, to be a Vanderbilt fan. And I think it's been good for college football. I know there's a lot of people upset about all of this, but I tend to think those are the fans or the people involved in blue blood programs who don't like teams like Indiana and Vanderbilt coming in and taking what was once theirs.
Yep.
Now you have about 20 teams playing for a national championship each and every year. It's kind of like a little NFL.
Yeah.
So there is parity in the league.
Not sure I appreciate the Blue Bloods comment, because if I accept that, I also have to accept it in college basketball. As a Kentucky fan, I'm just not willing to do that.
Oh, we're not a Blue Blood in college basketball in Indiana?
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying that the Blue Bloods in football don't like the people that weren't coming in and winning.
It is true.
Basketball, there's a lot more parity, too. It's tougher and tougher for Kentucky to dominate the SEC as we did for so many years.
You are absolutely right. That is true. I get your point on that. But that is absolutely the case.
All right. We got about a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Minute left. Give us your critique. Blues 3-3. They play the Mammoth tonight. What are your thoughts? It's a young team. But
yeah, again, I think you let the coach handle this one. He has been, you think Drinkwitz picked his team apart. Montgomery has been very outspoken about how bad this team has been in practice, how they've gotten off to slow starts. He has changed up the defensive pairings for tonight. He has a completely different look in terms of his lines tonight. He is obviously trying to stir something up with this team. He is not happy.
No.
Not a happy camper at all. He said he sometimes after a bad game, he will go back and watch the tape and say, you know, we weren't that bad. He said that is not the case the other night against the Kings. He went back and they were that bad. So he's not pleased. I think that's probably a good thing. Montgomery tends to get his teams going in the right direction. And I would expect them to be a much more ferocious team tonight against the Mammoth.
The Mammoth. The Utah, Utah Mammoth
coming into town tonight.
I saw that they were playing the Mammoth. I had to ask, you know, Ethan, who the hell are the Mammoth?
The Mammoth.
He said they're the Utah hockey club that didn't have a name last year, right?
Yeah.
Now they got a name, a bad one at that.
Yeah.
Very bad.
You know, it's very early in the season, but I'm glad that he's concerned, and obviously he's trying to build a powerhouse. And to do that, you've got to have everybody moving in the right direction.
And who does Indiana have on Saturday?
UCLA.
Oh, that'll be another
battle. Kurt Cignetti has said, don't look at their overall record. They're 3-0 is the way he looks at it. Since they had the coaching change, they're 3-0. They're hot right now.
Yeah, that's great.
Good. Should be.
Are they number two now in the country?
They are.
That's wild.
So before we run, what's the line on the Mizzou-Vandy game? Do you know?
Three.
Yeah. Vandy's favored by three?
Vandy's favored by three.
At home.
Indiana favored by 26.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy, man.
Wow.
It's absolutely crazy.
And Cignetti just got an eight-year extension on his contract?
Cignetti always says, rip off the rearview mirror. What we did doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all about UCLA. I love this guy.
My biggest concern with Drinks is that he won't stay around, that somebody will snatch him up and offer him crazy money.
Mizzou's going to have to pay up for sure.
Yep. Awesome. Tommy, always a pleasure, brother.
Except for Mark's friends. They'll be happy to
see you. I do have a couple of friends that are not big fans. All right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Tom Ackerman. We always appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.